Since we've not met with June, a number of things have happened. And so I want to first welcome Cindy. Cynthia, this is a permanent. We'll see you on a regular basis. Okay, and you will be our contact here. Okay, so I want to welcome Cynthia. And, of course, everyone is familiar with Pete. And, Pete, your official title now is?
Acting Division Manager for the Solid Waste Environmental Education Division.
Okay.
Changes, and a lot of changes.
Yes.
And the name of the division.
And so we'll hear about that. I want to recognize that we have Scott Campbell, Rich McConaughey from the city, Scott Campbell from Waste Connections. And just quickly, because we're recording, Alan, would you state your name and what area you represent? Let's make a quick round for roll call.
Yes. Good evening. I'm Alan Jeskin. I represent the public interest groups. Glad to be here tonight. Back in the saddle.
Thank you.
I'm Don Evison. I represent the solid waste industry.
And he's also the vice chair.
I'm Jack McClure. I represent Southwest Clark County.
From Wilson, I represent Southeast.
Bill Turley, City of Vancouver.
Okay, welcome. And
I apologize for being late, but I was at a meeting with Jeannie Stewart, and she sends her regards.
Thank you very much. So before we get started, I would like to amend the agenda that at the end, and I don't believe this is any requirement of staff, but the committee members, I would like to request an executive session for us to discuss some of our goals and how we want to move forward. If that meets with everybody to add on at the end, we should have a short night. I know you all want to get to the game.
What game?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay.
No one has a life that's here.
Okay.
Would everyone, would you please say yay if you are okay with that? All in favor of having executive session?
Yes.
Okay, that's a unanimous yay, and so we will have that.
Yay.
What was that?
I said yes, and then you said yay.
Yay, and it sounded like nay, so okay.
No.
Okay, very good. So we will have that at the end. With that, approval of minutes. Is anyone ready to make a motion for the approval of the June minutes or make suggestions?
I looked them over and I found no fault in them. I will move that we accept the minutes as written.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Jack seconds. Okay. Very good. All in favor of approving the minutes as written?
Aye.
Okay. And no one is opposed, so the minutes will stand. Moving along here into updates. Do we have one from public health or not this month? Or
we don't. I had sent along their activity report, but I didn't hear from them.
Okay, so noted. No report for County Public Health. Let's go ahead and first hear from, and I'm assuming Department of Ecology would be the same.
Yes.
No report. Okay. No news is good news. Rich, you reporting for the city?
Yes, but I don't think I have any good report
tonight. Wow.
You really want to go? You really want to go?
Before it's ended off.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, thank you very much. And so with that then, Pete, will you be reporting for Environmental Services?
Yes, I will. Thank you. And as you mentioned, Cynthia Keel has started up as an OA. I'm very glad to have you on board. Sabra helped her get set up here. Sabra's moved over to our Vegetation Management section, division. And she sent her regards, but she had a plumbing issue to get back home to.
Okay.
And misses you all, and that was a wonderful addition to this group.
And Cynthia, what is your extension?
4314.
314. Okay, very good.
So, from the county standpoint, we've had some changes as well. Since we last met, I believe Anita has left. I think that has all occurred during this timing, and then we had some vacations in August. So I'm sure we'll be regrouping throughout the night. Part of that change was me stepping in as the acting division manager, and it's been 2 months now, and within that 2 months, we have gotten our budget together, and so that was something I wanted to share at some level with SWAC. It has not been approved or formalized yet. It goes through the rest of the year. But we have revenue. Our revenue projection for the biennium is over $6 million. And the bulk of that money comes from our user fees, which is an agreement with our transfer stations and waste connections. We get about $142,000 a month through that agreement into our regional system. And the other big piece is we get $1.28 million from the State Department of Ecology on a two-year period. And that's called the Coordinated Prevention Grant. And to bring it back to our plan that has been the focus of this group for months now, it has to be in the plan to get that grant funding. So the plan is very important, and that will be the focus, really, of most of our updates. In your packet, there is our Green newsletter, Green Neighbors newsletter that goes out. Just a couple quick highlights. We're going to be having in honor of 9/11, which is Saturday, September 13th. We'll be doing a volunteer at our natural gardens out of Pacific Community Park. We also have our... we've got a speaker coming September 6th that was in the Columbian today on the Tiny House. Dee Williams will be coming to speak on that one. And we have two big of our Recycle Day events coming up. And the first is on September 13th, which will be at Clark College. And we have another one following up to Hazeldale on the 20th of September. So those have been wildly successful. We do 9 of those in the year. They have normally been just satellite events for hazardous waste. We expanded that to harder to recycle items. So we've been taking appliances, tires, yard debris, foam, shredding. And our numbers have doubled. So we've actually had to go and amend our contract with Phillips Service Environmental on that. So we've doubled our number of participants, we've doubled our number of pounds, and that's all good news, because that's the way we want to keep out of waste.
And of course, I just have to say this, that of course I'm always interested, since we have Cynthia, and you know, yes, you're new in your capacity, I'm always interested in the impact upon which chapter of the Solid Waste Management Plan, and so...
And so, on that one, that's a huge impact, and it's... 70.105 is the requirement on the hazardous waste law, and so we have a moderate risk waste chapter, which used to be a standalone plan, and we are one of many counties that's merged our two plans together. So part of that plan, which is required by state RCW 70.105, is to provide hazardous waste collection opportunities. We have it covered in spades. We've got fixed facilities. We've got these mobile collection events. We do take back at 11 paint stores. We're also doing collection for folks that can't bring it in, I believe.
And so just, you know, very clearly, and even I'll say this because, Rich, I would just be so appreciative that if we understood the contribution for the city of Vancouver being the largest city, how that is impacting the impact upon the plan in meeting the goals very specifically, instead of saying, you know, well, we did this, say we collected, which I realize is in hindsight,
yes,
and we
yep.
need to know what's coming, but I want to know how that impacts the plan so that we can better measure and amend as we go forward and communicate with the cities and towns.
Definitely.
Okay.
And I think, you know, the key chapter we're going to be reviewing today is the implementation chapter. And so we will see all of those recommendations.
Okay.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Pete did get a copy of the plan over to CRADC. Mike Omar got that. I haven't had any feedback from Mike. Have you, Pete?
I forwarded you. He did get back. Said it looked very interesting. I'll be meeting with some other folks.
Okay. We have an executive committee meeting a week from today, and maybe we'll have some word out of that at that time.
Okay.
The commissioners meeting last Tuesday night, you gave a real good report, you and Director Benton, and really pleased the commissioners. I don't know if any of you saw that on TV or heard about that, but it was very good, that one. Also, Prevent Coalition's involved with the med take back, and we sure don't want any meds into our solid waste. So that's coming up on September 27th. I'd like to give that wide dissemination. People have extra meds around your house. Don't flush them down the toilet. Don't throw them into your waste basket, but take them to an authorized place. And
which in the county is the sheriff's.
Right. And the sheriff's. I talked to Shane Gardner this afternoon, as a matter of fact, and he says that they're all ready. And they're the ones who have to accept this. So the volunteers can't accept any of the meds. It almost has to go to a deputy.
Okay,
that's
great.
Kind of my input, so what's going on.
Yes,
there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There's lots more, but I think we'll cover it through some of these other discussions.
Okay.
And so in terms of our expenditures, if folks are interested, I don't want to wrap this up. I don't want to take a lot of time, but I think it is important at some point for you to know how we're going to be expending our budget.
And how will we learn about that, Pete?
I can go through some of that here.
Is it possible that copies can be disseminated, and would this group be interested in that?
I'm most interested in it.
Copies can definitely be, and we can pull it up into more of a PowerPoint, so it's easier visually to see.
So for the timing to be correct on that, is it okay for, could you email that to each
of us? Yes, and the way that our budget works is we roll up all of our numbers into certain object codes. So for professional services, when we do our contracting, is obviously a large amount of money. So the detail is not necessarily set with specified dollars attached to them, but it all needs to add up to that number. So we still have flexibility in how we move the money around.
And I will just remind this group that a couple of years ago, I believe it was a couple of years ago already, that in our grant funding through Department of Ecology, we had made two updates. In fact, I went and represented this group and spoke to the, I don't know that I had to speak. I might just have been present and the recommendation received. But they did approve the recommendation to explore some of these collections, and I believe it was to small cities and towns on some behalf in regards to compost material, if I'm remembering correctly, and some other recycling collection events. So I just want to set that forth because you know the areas you represent, and these are important. We do, the recommendations are heard, and so this is a very positive way for us to impact.
Yes.
So if we get that, do we have time before the next meeting to respond back, Pete, or what is the time required on that?
You do have time because really, as I said, the budget number is set within that category. How we draw down that category, this is our proposal.
Okay.
If we were to come back and say SWAC feels this one's not appropriate, we'd rather see this, we would push that up to Don, and
okay,
that would be a reasonable recommendation to make.
And
timing-wise. So I think bringing you in on the budget review, timing is perfect. And then as we move forward into February, March, that's when we'll be proposing to Ecology for the next $1.3 million grant. So it'll be very important to have your recommendation.
When does the application go in again?
The grant begins July 1st of 2015.
Okay.
So we start developing it.
Okay.
In the first of the year.
Unbelievable. It's been 2 years. Okay.
And so that drives a lot of our program. So it needs to match up with our budget.
Are we pretty self-funding as far as county money?
We are. We're an enterprise fund, and between the grant, between our system user fee, and then our recycling revenues, we will cover our own costs.
That's nice. Yeah. You don't have to go to the taxpayer.
No.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So we'll look for all that in the email, and can we have that on the next agenda, please?
And then we'll send it and then go through it on the next agenda.
Great.
There's a landfill tour coming up, and I don't know if folks are interested. Quite a few folks from Waste Connections are going on that. I don't know if you have, if you're going.
I have.
This is the one way out in Tri-Cities?
Yeah. No, well, it's way out in east. It's east of
May as
Dallas.
Well be in Tri-Cities.
South of the Tri-Cities.
So staff will not be present at that, if I understand correct.
I was instructed that if we had 3 SWAC members, I would go. If not, then not.
Okay.
What's the date? Date, time, and circumstance?
And it was Thursday. I'm going to need to run out and grab that. I printed it off and didn't make it into my package.
It's east of the Dalles and west of Arlington, is that it?
Very close to Arlington.
It's just outside of Washington.
So September 11th, I think.
Seven.
Washington 7th.
Go early, like it's 7th or something.
It's coming up.
7th.
Or it's a certain reason they would move later.
Like 7 in the morning, right? Yeah. And 7
hit it twice, so maybe they'll remember it once.
And I think also Dirt Pepper was on there.
Yes, and so we've been sending some food waste out to a very small compost operation. Again, I've been out to landfill. It's nice to see. Scott may weigh in, but it's so big and expansive, and they just have a small cell open up, and then they have to cover it up at the end of the day. That mm-hmm. It's not like some big, giant, huge pit of stuff and right. birds. And
right. Well, I would I would just like to interject. While I appreciate, you know, staff taking time, I am so very cognizant, since we have gone through the reconfiguration process,
yes.
that unless it is necessary, I would really like to discourage that we take staff time on this because of the impact, you know, to the budget, unless someone in wants to interject differently.
Well, the only staff time is going to be mine, just to work with the SWAC, use that as time.
Okay.
But again.
But I do want to encourage SWAC members, if you have not gone out, that's a different facet.
Yeah. And there's quite a few Waste Connections folks going, so you get an opportunity.
Okay. And data again, I'm sorry.
Thursday, September 11th, is that? Yes.
I want to go find a bunker and bunker down on the 11th.
Yeah.
Could we get an email out
yes.
with the details?
Yes, I did send that out. I'll send that out again.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Is
and I will just CC the person that you would communicate directly with.
Okay.
At Waste Connections, Melissa.
Okay. Very good.
I have one other thing, and then this can be handled when we want to, but at some point we need to talk about the reappointments for your position.
Well, this is a little different, Peyton. Why don't you go ahead and cover that now? This is a little bit different, but go ahead.
Okay. We have 2 positions coming up for either reappointment at the end of this month. So it would be Stephen Smythe and Lisa, who serves since June of 2005.
And would you like to explain the updated process?
The updated process that the commissioners have is we're not doing automatic reappointments, so they are opening up seats. It doesn't mean that someone who has served and is recommended would not just be reappointed, but that's the process that they're now working under. And so we would need to notify them of that opening, the vacate, and then certainly if folks are interested.
Why the change?
It's been a change for a while, and it's just a board change. I think that they want to review every seat that comes up.
Do you want to make a comment on that, or should I just go ahead?
Well, obviously the board can do as they darn well please, but we've done a lot of advertising in the past for positions, and we don't get anybody to respond. And if we have live bodies that are here and are attending and involved, I don't want to exclude them. I don't think the board is, but it doesn't sit comfortably, I guess.
And this is obviously countywide. I mean, certainly,
Well, for clarification purposes, I'm not sure that the if the board commissioners were here, if the Clark County commissioners were here, certainly you know, we would all recognize that they have always been the authority. So it sounds like it is becoming more of a public process, of which I'm not opposed to having it be known, so that if someone on the board has a severe problem with me, they could certainly make a telephone call and be reviewed. But Pete, through the years, and I have served now for, I believe I'm going on 10 years, if I'm correct. So, you know, and I can't believe that it's been that long. I always wondered when people leave how they get to the amount of years, and we don't count it until, you know, we get to the end.
Looking back.
But, you know, as we go forward, it has always been that we are called and we are asked if, you know, we would give careful consideration and be interested. And then that recommendation was usually delivered up to the commissioners, and it had to be signed off. No, it was not an automatic, as I understand, because I have been asked from time to time when somebody comes on, how did this happen, Lisa? And I really have very little to do with it as the current chair, and anyone who has served as chair knows they really have very little to do with it other than, you know, wholeheartedly supporting someone coming forward and giving a good recommendation. And so it is a little bit odd, and I do worry, like Don, and if I heard correctly what Don was stating, is that I would never want to offend someone. Certainly I'm a big girl, but I guess if I think about what is maybe bothering me a little bit, is I'm thinking, you know, am I not wanted? And I don't think that to be the case.
No, that is definitely not the case.
So, but it does, it sounds like, and if something sounds like, I want to be clear, because when we make a recommendation, and I don't want to put this in the form of a recommendation, but I clearly want to state that I'm with Don, and tell me if I'm hearing wrong, I don't think we need to advertise a position that where there is somebody sitting and the person is reapplying. I believe that if a person is not approved, then it should be advertised.
But we can push that recommendation.
Because,
well, the issue is that, and I think Bill will probably agree with this to some degree, coming on to this, it's a year before you understand what a lot of what's going on. And the depth and history and the why. There's a lot of it that I got when I came on, from people who have been on this board for 10, 15, 18 years. So they gave me a background. So that when we go through this rewrite, this is the second or third one I've been through, it makes a whole lot more sense of why and what we're doing and where it's evolved. When you come from off the street, and I applaud people that would apply, but, and I'm very out of line for saying this, but sometimes appointments are made for political agendas, not for the best of the community. And that concerns me.
This is certainly a representation of the people, and it should be kept that way. I am opposed to seeing advertising dollars go out if there is a person, a capable person, interested in reserving, so long as no one has a complaint. Because certainly, if anybody in this room, you know, says, boy, you know, we absolutely don't. If one person came forward, and if I were a commissioner, I would say, then we need to advertise and see who's out there. But when we have bona fide people who are willing to serve, it is a volunteer position. It would be nice if we didn't spend those dollars in that way.
I will get
bothersome.
I will get that resolved by next week. Maybe next week.
Am I stating that correctly, heads or?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And I agree with that. I think we'll just.
What are the terms for those of you who volunteered?
The terms are on our agenda.
They're always, well, it doesn't say when we came on.
And I'm going to add those.
3 years?
So, you know, so mine, you know, it would say served since, was it?
June 2005 is what I had.
Oh, my gosh.
And Don, I had December 2004. Jack, I had October 2007.
Okay, this is when the terms end.
Right. So Pete is going to have those served since so that we can see, you know.
How long has Richard been on it?
Richard, I had, he's the longest, March 2000. He's an outstanding member.
See, that position and that depth, and he doesn't talk a lot, but he's got a lot of knowledge there. It's very
Alan,
nice to have him.
Didn't have ears, but we'll make some phone calls.
Right. And I don't believe anybody here is resume building. I believe people are here because they genuinely care. And that can be a concern when people apply because they see something through the paper. Not that I would want to dismiss somebody doing that. But I think that it's really important. And
I agree.
Okay. So you will make that as a recommendation. Do we need to make that in the form of a motion, Peter? Are you okay?
No, I think we just will push that forward.
Okay.
I will push it forward.
Okay.
I would, to follow on to your comment, I would think that you had a major turnover on this particular board. You'd be scrambling like mad for a year at least to get caught up.
At least.
Yeah. See, we haven't had the turnover.
Yeah, and I think that when I was talking to Jeannie about this just about an hour ago, that's one thing that she liked was the stability on this committee.
We are in the final push
commission.
Of getting this plan done. So, over at this point.
I agree with the sentiments that you have.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad I brought that up. Thank you for the discussion.
Okay. Okay, so end of report there. Anything additional? Any questions in those subjects? Okay. Then let's go ahead and move up to the timeline there.
Thank you
again.
Yes. And in your packet should be a draft timeline. It's got 2014 update solid waste management plan on the table. And it is draft. We're still working this through. A lot of work has been done. I've been party to some of it, but certainly not a lot of it, in getting this plan to where it is now. And the chapters have been reviewed, they've been edited, they've been updated. We're at the point now where I believe we're at the final chapter, which is the implementation, which is the most important one. I need to update some of the data because of the passing of time, so we've got some new data that we could have updated.
Pete, has he got anything new from the legislature that just finished?
No. So
we're safe as far as...
We're safe on that front.
New.
And what I would like to do is... So a lot of this work's already been done. If you skip down about half the page, we've got the SWAC final review of the compiled document in October. So I would like to bring to this SWAC in October the preliminary draft plan. And that's the one that we would send to the cities for public comment, to the libraries for at least a 30-day period, 30 days our minimum. And once we get that back, incorporate those comments, we can call it the final plan, send that to Ecology, and we've got 120 days for them to review. During that time, we can get our interlocal shored up with all the cities. So all those need to be redone. We need to get our SEPA done. That should be pretty simple. And a couple other Washington Utility Transportation cost assessments. But again, since we're mostly a private system, those costs will be fine.
So when you say that it will go out in October for the draft, then what's the time schedule for the final?
So if we can have in November our actual official public comment on that draft document, we would publicize that. Any public that wanted to come and comment on the plan could.
Now, will that be held, Pete?
You want to do it in a meeting like this, or
it would be your regular SWAC meeting. I would say we would open it up for public comment.
Okay, I think and the last time I seem to recall, were we in Camas?
Camas
was at a different
public hearing on the transfer station.
Okay.
One they've done at our operations center, public works
That's right.
78th Street?
Yeah. Okay.
So we will look into the app. The
it doesn't make any difference where. I don't think. I think maybe we had three people last time. How many?
Yeah.
It wasn't many.
Yeah.
I mean, if folks are, we can continue to meet here and still, it's our due diligence.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely our due diligence.
Right. And so once that's done and those comments are incorporated, which would be soon after that meeting, then we can't make any more comments or changes.
Okay.
The only thing we can do is incorporate ecologies.
Okay.
Which we would have to do.
And then it goes to ecology in December.
As soon after that comment meeting.
So sometime in November it'll go to ecology.
Yes.
And then they have it for how long?
Well, we have 4 months, but Lori Robinson, who's been working with us, who likes our plan, did an initial review, seemed to think it would be faster.
So we could conceivably, like February, March, have it all done and done.
We need to incorporate their comments, send it back to them in 45 more days to review that we put in their comments. So hopefully that would be short time. So again, there's best case, worst case, best case scenario.
Okay.
But I think best case, let's get this thing adopted by February.
Okay. Sounds good.
You guys have been working hard on this.
Just like you've done.
I agree.
How long have you been at it?
I don't know. It just seemed
forever.
Like a break from the last time we did one of these.
Well, you can. This thing goes back to February 2012. We were reviewing
when we started.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about due diligence. If you look at the chapters, poor Pete's been stuck on the last 5-6 of them anyway, so he's willing to get rid of this thing.
Oh, yeah. So that's our next piece. I mean, there's the implementation schedule, yes. Should we move forward with that? The next one are the last pieces that need to be updated. As I mentioned, chapter 15 just has some new data. Really no substantive changes to the plan, and I'll be updating that. The funding and finance, that's just a requirement to the WPC that we don't have any huge capital projects that we aren't going to be able to fund, but that's not our case. So again, it's more of a pro forma. I'm going to fill that out. And then that really gets us to some of these appendices, most of which you have seen. I'm not sure where you left with the siting guidelines. Siting criteria, which is a very important one. If a transfer facility is permitted in any zone in the county, but it's based
within the next 5 years?
Well, just from a planning standpoint, you could put a transfer station anywhere, but there's conditional use permit, and then it ties to our siting requirements.
Yeah, we went through the discussions and the public comments.
Yes, exactly. So we need to make sure
we don't have
we're tight.
You know, I think we've pretty much got, in my opinion, pretty much have that covered.
Yes, I agree. Over the years.
And I don't think, I don't know. Scott, is there one planned in the next 5 years? I mean, I don't know about
the county. Every 5 years, isn't it?
No, I mean for the transfer station.
Well, yeah, we're doing a feasibility study right now.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Our fourth transfer station. Our fifth one?
Yeah.
We'll have to look at population growth.
And we will be coming, October will be a busy meeting, but we'll be efficient. Mike will be presenting the feasibility results on that fourth transfer station. But to steal the punchline, it looks like there really weren't any suitable sites in the Richfield area. And so it came back to expanding at CTR if we can. So we need to study that.
Oh, boy.
And again, we had all those siting criteria in that feasibility study, so I think we're good on that one.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we pretty
so
much
really,
to deal.
Really, we're done with just some polishing, which I will do. Which brings us to the last chapter, which is the implementation. But good job, everyone. Stay, hang in there. We're so close.
We need a good optimist here. You're doing a good job.
So I don't know the best way to go through this. These These have all been reviewed at one time or another, but again, as always, this is an important piece. As you mentioned, how does it come back to goals? Some of these are more general and broad. I don't know.
Was there anything that tripped you up as you went through it?
You know, a lot of the work that we are doing is in here, and we, you know, I can pull out a couple things. We can quickly go through them all. I'm not sure how you want to proceed.
What was this group like?
I'm fine with the way it's written.
Yeah.
You know, we've got an outline. We can, we're following it. This is an overall plan. It's not a, we're going to do this, everything on the list. I mean, unless there's a change that you made from what we've discussed, Pete. There's
a potential change if we go, you know, some of the key ones under administration, number three. In a previous interlocal agreement with the City of Vancouver, and Rich might be able to weigh in a little bit on this, we wanted to make sure that the cities were party to this regional system. And part of that coordination, those public works directors from all the cities get together monthly. The intent was they would share solid waste issues as they came up. And that hasn't been working as well as we thought.
Why not? Scheduling or difference of opinion or
landscape? I think it was that the Public Works Committee, they were meeting on their own Public Works issues, and so solid waste wasn't there. There wasn't a cheerleader or a champion making sure that they got around to their agenda, pushing that format. I don't know if you want to add to that.
I don't think yet.
So we are working with the City of Vancouver to make sure they feel party to this regional solid waste system. Rich will be working with Don Benton and Brian Carlson. And I think this is a key, that they're a huge customer to the regional system. We're all in it together, so it's in everyone's best interest to stick together. And our interlocal agreements are expiring, and those all need to be redone prior to this plan adoption. So we need to go out to all the cities. If that's a role SWAC can be involved in, then it's certainly a good outreach opportunity with all the small cities and larger cities. I see that language changing on that one.
To encourage more involvement.
More involvement, yes, and rewording how we get there.
Well, a lot of it. I mean, for the smaller cities, they're not into solid waste. They're contracted with Waste Connections.
Yes.
You know, and except for when we did this transfer station in Washougal, most of them didn't really care that much. I mean, I went and talked to people at the City of Camas and the people at Washougal because of my job and said, okay, guys, I wear one hat normally when I see you, and I wear another one. Mm-hmm. Today, now what are you guys, are you on board with this transfer station?
Right.
And they've got a good enough relationship that the people could talk candidly.
Yes.
And what and why, and it all worked out well. I'd say, yeah, let's encourage them to take this up, but I guarantee you, you know, you don't have any garbage, you're not collecting it, you're contracting the Waste Connections. It all gets picked up, they get their fees.
I think ultimately the City of Vancouver interlocal agreement is our biggest one to go through.
Okay.
So we want to be able to offer what they get to everyone else.
True. And of course, you know, I won't beat an old horse, but I think in my conversations it's always been, if we could ever develop the economic development, the business development in regards to how that relates back to waste, there's a lot of interest. And typically the first thing that's said is they name off some of the larger businesses and they wish there were a greater coordination, that they would see us as collaborators with some of those that we would open the doors to get them all talking together. And I believe that those communications fall under, you know, the Green Business Program and some of the others and those outreach programs.
What other major, what other things are you looking at in that piece?
There's some big pushing work here, which we might get to. You know, some of it is mandatory garbage, which we've talked about, and that's public work and public health. There's quite a few recommendations in here where you can still, in the county, with code, you can still bury your garbage in your backyard. You can bury hazardous waste in your backyard. So those need to be tightened up and done. In terms of looking at our system pieces and the feasibility with the transfer station, buying out of the transfer stations after 2021, those are all recommendations that are in here. So we're covered there. And, you know, the moderate risk waste we talked about, there's a whole lot of information there. The biggest ones to go through would probably be that last chapter 18. We should probably run through those again, the economic development one, because that's kind of our most recent
work. I agree.
Well, those are, I mean.
And we've added a couple in there to make sure that we are consistent in our plan with work that's already ongoing with the Leichner and the Fleischer projects. And, it's, and that's important, again, for the CPG grant and other work we do that's got to be.
What does Environmental Services need from SWAC to move forward and pursue some of these?
Well, I think we're good as we adopt the plan and they're in there. We're set. But I think let's just run through those recommendations would be my recommendation on chapter 18 to make sure everyone's okay.
Okay.
And the way some plans have worked, and this one is not working that way, is we would list out all the recommendations and then SWAC could have recommended options. And then the ones that aren't recommended stay in there. So we're going with approach pretty much that everything's recommended. So if there's something we need to take out, and we'll get there, because there is one that might need to take out. So the first one is convene a task force with other government departments and other regional agencies to focus on developing green manufacturing jobs, eco-business parks related to the solid waste industry. This will include various planning incentives, such as enterprise zones. SWAC will play an active role in this planning, review, and implementation. And maybe I'll read through them all and then we can discuss. Number two, conduct a feasibility study, including a cost-benefit analysis for a county compost facility to allow recovery of food waste in addition to yard debris from the waste stream. If feasible, continue with planning and implementation.
That's do you want comments as we go or to come back and get them?
Let's come back, if that's okay. But
sure.
I'm easy either way. And that's an in-county. Three, prepare a master plan focusing on redevelopment and potential job creation potential of the Leichner Landfill campus. Four, evaluate the Fleischer property to determine if it is economically feasible to remediate the property and include it in the overall Leichner master plan area.
Why isn't that Mark 15 also?
In chapter 15?
No.
2015.
Oh. We're at the end of 2014.
We don't ever get that done in 14.
Yeah, why don't we check the box because
yes.
It's ongoing.
Yes, some of these boxes need to be extended. Yes, and extended. Yes. I'm not sure how those boxes work. Develop a funding and financing plan to determine, let's see, if it is economically feasible for the county to acquire and remediate the Fleischer property utilizing county funds and ecology grants, or just a grants. Develop a partnership with Clark Public Utilities to offer a reduced interest rate to customers that invest in weatherization measures. Seven, implement a pilot program at a transfer station that will recover household reusable items. And we did just get a $75,000 grant to do that. So we're working on that.
Go ahead.
Eight, complete installation of a C&D sort line at a transfer station to enhance recovery of reusable materials, explore partnerships with nonprofit organizations, and we are moving forward on that. 9, adopt a county service level ordinance for mandatory garbage and recycling collection in the county's urban growth areas. And 10, which is broad, track expanded and new market opportunities.
So, I believe you have comments.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Item 2, a compost facility. I have kids who live up in the Seattle area. I'm actually renting. And when the wind blows a long way, they get it from about 5 miles away on a station. You got to have odor control on that because it ruined the property value when they came to sell their house. And that's a real sticking point with a lot of their neighbors up there, too. And there's a suit going against the county up there.
Yes. No, odor is the number one issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 6, partnerships offer reduced interest rate. Customers invest in weatherization measures. The weatherization measures that I've seen go through really cost an awful lot of money to the taxpayers. And the way you have it worded here doesn't really impact it the way that I've seen these things work in weatherization programs. The companies that put them in walk away with a ton of money and with very little value to the homeowner. And I think that some economics have to be done there to ensure that the taxpayers are getting value for the implementation of that particular program. And usually it's people who might be on the lower part of the income bracket, and they could certainly use a break in their utility bills through this. But it really can't impact the taxpayers also. I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but there's been a lot of maximum abuse of this around the country, and the UK has the same problem, by the way.
The way that this would be working with an existing program, so Public Utilities invests about $1 million in weatherization retrofits, so that could be insulation, relighting, and the homeowner, through one of the CPU contractors, pays off that measure through their energy savings. And they take out a loan to do that at 4 or 5%. So there's no taxpayer dollar currently. And they have enough, they can double the program.
So Clark Public Utilities has taken $1 million out of their working capital and not charging that to the ratepayers?
So it's just a loan program. So they loan the money, $1 million, and they get it back at 5%.
Is this a state mandated program?
They get, I don't know.
It's been a program that's existed for a while. I'm
yeah, I know, and I've been hearing some real bad reports about it, and that's the reason why I bring it.
Well, there are grant driven programs, and there's quite a few, but this is just getting a loan from the PUD to do a retrofit.
Why does the county have to be involved in that at all?
Well, what other...
the utility just handle it?
That's a good question, Jim.
This is a question, and I think this is, and I'm glad we've gotten right here. I mean, this is one of those areas that some counties have gotten involved with broadening their term of waste around carbon, specifically. Mm-hmm. And it's a stretch. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to ask that,
it's a real stretch.
If SWAC recommends to ask that, I would certainly. I know the city has some concerns about that one.
I don't see where there's any economic advantage for this particular plan for that to be in there. It's part of.
The economic advantage
is if you have $1 million at work in your local community paying contractors to go do retrofit, weatherization retrofits. And you can sweeten that loan program so now you're doing $2 million worth of work. You've got that; those dollars going to your loan.
Isn't that part of Clark Public Utilities' job, or rather than SWAC?
Pete, I got a question. Excuse me. Does the county subsidize any low-income families with their power costs?
The county does through federal dollars. Yes.
So the incentive for the county is to improve the efficiency of that customer's home so they cut down the amount that they subsidize?
It's through our building department.
I'd be curious to see the correlation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the county should be involved in this.
Well, and this is your time to weigh in on this one.
So, would you like to put that in the form of a motion that we
could? I would make a motion that SWAC goes on record as not recommending that the county be involved in this subsidizing.
And number six.
Yes.
Develop a partnership with Clark Public Utilities to offer reduced interest rate so that we would not be involved. Is there a second on that?
Is this to just strike the item?
Strike the recommendation.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
And I will run that recommendation by Don. I think it's as simple as that. If he's okay with it, we'll pull that out.
Okay. I would just like a quick notation here. It seems like we're doing an awful lot in 2015.
Yes. We certainly can go through and move some of these X's, but I think that's part of my polish work.
Mm.
So
okay.
I'll be going through that.
Okay. I like it to be real. And then one thing very clearly I want to state now is that when we write the next 5 years, it would be nice to have accomplished some things so that we don't just keep changing out dates and moving along and trying to do better. I want to have clear goals, objectives, and meet those so that we understand what we're achieving.
And I think as we move forward, maybe not on this one, but maybe.
Right.
So as reading through these, because I came a little bit late to all of these chapters.
Yes.
You almost have three different categories. It's like policy recommendations, there are staff get it done recommendations, there's just broad, we'd like to support this getting done, but we have a small role in it, recommendations. And so it's hard to track that progress. And then if we separate it out differently or even coded them, that might help.
Okay.
And then I think if folks know, hey, it's assigning the responsibility.
Do you know who heads up this at Clark PUD?
Larry Blockus.
He's your green light guy down there.
Mm-hmm. And they have done a 0% interest rate in the past. Customer sites.
I have a question about number 9. Simply because mandatory garbage is very much of a hot button.
Yes.
Where is that coming from and why?
That would be coming primarily from the public health side. It's more of an enforcement ordinance to have on the books. The way City of Vancouver operates, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is they have mandatory garbage. It's not enforced unless there are complaints that come in. So they're not making sure everyone has a garbage can that is paying. But if someone were stockpiling a bunch of stuff, creating a nuisance, they can come in and say, you're not paying for your garbage. Is that how it works?
Well,
it's an enforcement public health.
There's a lot of discussion there, and I think that there may be some better ways as opposed to saying mandatory, volume-based garbage incentives to reduced waste, but we're kind of fighting the cause for people to reduce their waste. And, if you don't need your garbage can picked up every week, the person who's, really good at that gets penalized in cases. So I would be cautious in moving forward.
The monthly city plus recycling $10?
Yeah, the city has an option. You can do the minimum service, one pickup of a 32-gallon cart per month.
And that's $10.
Around
wow. I don't think I have that option.
And it costs,
I don't have that option, do I?
I'm
looking at Scott.
Are you out in the county?
Not sure where
I'm in the county.
Okay, if you're in the county, I've got your program where it's $5.15 to have my garbage dumped whenever I call. I call Steve Snyder and Steve. And Steve says, "Yeah, we're going to get it." And the same with yard debris.
I'm on that yard debris thing. Yeah,
have to pay for the container,
right.
But if you don't dump it, you don't pay for it.
Right.
Right.
And an important discussion on this matter is it's $10 to go across the transfer station scale plus your garbage weight. And we have, the whole reason to support the transfer station coming in is, I don't know how many vehicles are going in on the weekend, 700?
Yeah. Before the economic
downturn. And then the gas to and from there, too.
The gas to and from, and they're backed up on the 503, and that's mm-hmm. been a traffic issue. So, you know, weaning people off taking stuff, small loads, and we all do it, but...
I'm just saying...
I know.
I've been there, done that. The first time you say mandatory, people explode.
I know.
And, you know, it's 2016, so I'm not really worried about it now. But it's just something that cautiously we need to be aware of, that there can be a real pushback on that issue.
Sure. It also aligns with the city, because the city is, and those would be annexed areas, potentially.
Okay. By adopting a county service level ordinance for mandatory garbage and recycling collection in the county's urban growth areas, how does that offer a business opportunity, that particular sentence?
It's a stretch. I don't know if you want to, we ran the numbers, more customers picked up. You know,
is this an opportunity for existing business or new business?
This would be an existing business.
I don't know if that really should be a goal here.
I question that
because that's a...
It comes in a different place in the plan, so it may not be appropriate in this chapter for these discussions.
If you're pushing for the ordinance in some other place, I think you ought to leave it there and delete it from here, because this is not a new business opportunity. It's expansion of the present ones. And those people are already in the business know about this opportunity anyway.
If we look at Chapter 7.1, we have adopted county service level ordinance to provide minimum collection services, which is a much broader statement.
Well, I would move that we delete number 9.
Okay.
Is there a second? Are you making a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Jack seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Very good discussion. Thank
okay.
you.
Recommendation to remove number 9.
I want to really see how number 10 works out in the future.
Well, my only comment would be...
Pete said this is a catch-all in there, and I understand a catch-all. But,
you know, to track is something that, I will just state, because I don't work for the government. You know, it seems like something that the government loves to do.
It's a bucket that you pour everything else into.
And I want to see action. I want to see people get value for their taxpayer. If Stephen were here, he would say... Let's get value for the taxpayer dollars.
There it is.
So, okay. Any other comments in regards to this? I applaud these recommendations and this work of.
I have a general question in here, and I think I understand the timeline, but. I would assume that you talked to Mike Bomar from CRDC, and he's going to get back to you. And then would we have any time to think about those and maybe comment on them and or do some negotiating with CRDC? How do you have that plan?
Those could all come in either as a formal comment from CRDC on the plan, which we will then SWAC through our hearing on November.
Then that would be the same as if a civilian came in here and offered some changes
to
public comments. Okay. That's good.
So we have a good 2 months. September we polish, and then October we start the public process.
Okay.
So, he would have September and October.
Okay, good for
you. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the implementation schedule. Did you still want to talk about the tour of the landfill?
No, I think we're good there. I will email that out.
Okay.
I'm duly noting on the staff timing.
And what about the economic development chapter, Pete?
I think we covered that. It was really those new recommendations that we just discussed.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
Okay. So before we move on, I do want to take a moment. Were you able to get I know I should text you, right? So, I want to take a moment to recognize Jack McClary. Jack, do I understand this is your last meeting? You will be here with us?
No, I said I'd stick it out until November.
Until November.
To give
okay.
you time to get somebody to replace me.
Okay, well, I appreciate
that.
You
don't say any nice words, but she might.
Don't say anything.
Well, then let's just enjoy it. You know, like I tell people anymore, you know, now among my friends when we have birthdays, we should just enjoy them all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we will enjoy you then through November.
Right. Well, thank you. But I might make a correction. When I sent you that email, I got the thing, I tried to keep it as short and concise as possible. Now, I wasn't trying to gild any lilies or anything like that, but there was a period of 17 years in there where I was not here in Vancouver. After I sold my business, I went to Arizona, and then we went back to Seattle and ran a business for up there for 12 years. So I was in Arizona for 5 years and back here, but I date back to the old days when we were gathering our garbage in these small plastic containers and putting them on the cart and wheeling them out to the street. Segregation with the light tan container and a green container and a brown container.
Well, I've only been here 14 years and I remember that one real well.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that was here for a long time. My friend, we just got rid of that while I was on this thing lately. I sort of hated to see it go. Oh my.
I use those little carts for other things.
Oh yeah, I still have my cart. Someday it may be worth something, I don't know.
Lots of it for us.
It's a classic.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And, you know, with that, I'd like to think that this is a rather choosy group in the sense of that, you know, this has been a hardworking group. And it does take, it is through guidance like yourself, Jack, that has helped me in my growth over my, now, I just can't get over 10 years.
Well, we've come a long ways, Lisa. You've come a long ways.
You heard it there. Don't record that. Lisa's come a long way.
Well, we have. It's been a real interesting time to watch the development of all this stuff and the transfer stations that we've helped to get permitted and in existence, and how we've watched the accumulation of the large container that goes into the transfer station and separated out, and it's been an interesting series.
And I like to take pride in the fact that, you know, we rarely, even though we have somebody named Scott Campbell who also owns a newspaper, but not the same Scott Campbell, always in the audience.
We kind of are the same person.
You know, we
I'll talk to you after the meeting then.
We have, you know, kept ourselves out of the paper. We have really kept our nose to the grindstone. And, you know, I think we have kept the sincere interests of those areas that we represent, you know, at the forefront of what we are doing. We don't have large crowds of people always contesting things that we're working on. And so, you know, that said, I like to think that we are serving the purpose and intent of what the legislation was written for the purpose of this group. So we'll have more to say on that. Now you've given me time. Shoot. We'll have to take a whole meeting, Jack. Maybe have cake. That sounds good.
We're on the austerity. Okay. We got shorted on that cake and dinner and whatever.
We didn't know until the reconfiguration that we were missing on dinner for all the years.
Had cupcakes and
the other groups had food and service, and this group
hasn't had dinner.
No.
I'll look into that.
Okay, don't get yourself in trouble. Really. No. Cake, I agree. We will work on that. Okay, comments from the public on non-agenda items. Go ahead, Scott.
I probably do ask something, because I'm not sure everybody knows about it, but a couple of individuals questioned me about it, and my phone started blowing up.
Today?
Meeting here right now. At the West Vancouver Materials Recovery Center, a body came in a load, and obviously deceased. Got up on the line, operators immediately shut everything down, evacuated the people out. Long story short, obviously we worked with law enforcement officials, cooperated everywhere we could, but the body's been tentatively identified. It is a transient for the Vancouver area. And that's really all the information I have. There are people that are so close when this happens, and it's only happened twice. I mean, this is the sort of I'm right here. And so what we did the first time, we're doing it this time as well. We offer counseling to anybody who thinks that we have. And that extends to, like, the loader operator. You can imagine a loader operator not even knowing that there's a body there, but feeling that, knowing that he pushed the deceased onto a belt, you know. It would be a minor as such, but that's really all I know. We were shut down. We didn't have our graveyard shift like we normally do, but we were up and running this morning. And that's the latest update.
Okay.
Were they able to track the truck back?
No, not at this time.
Did you know what part of town it came from?
I don't. I don't have any of that information yet.
Whereabouts in the sorting did they find the body?
In the recycling. It's in the recycling.
So
what we do is
it was going up the
actually up the conveyor, yes.
So it was probably one of the blue containers.
The big
dumpster, yeah.
Or you know, could have been a packer. You know, you never know where you know what's odd about this one. And again, I don't want to speculate, but usually you hear about this in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Because they're the cardboard is insulation and they get underneath. So this is somewhat different, but as I know more, obviously we notified city county staff, we notified the health department, and any updates we have, we'll continue to do that. And just sort of lay notes, because I know you get questions.
One last thing, if he was in one of those boxes, could he have been crushed in there when you're compressing the load?
That's a possibility. In this case, probably not.
Okay.
He had been deceased for quite some time.
Well.
Sorry. No. That didn't sound really good.
Well, thank you.
That's a tough subject.
Yeah.
And certainly we appreciate what Waste Connections does and the care. It is much more care than one would expect from. And you're a great player in the community in regards to the care you convey as things like this, because these things aren't supposed to happen. But when they do, it is somewhat easier to digest when you share so freely and openly and offer such care to both your employees and the community. So thank you. Anything else? Comments on non-agenda items?
I've got several.
Okay.
First of all, I don't know, but I was really impressed with the environmental report that came out. Your shop did a good job for the whole environmental waste thing. That was really well done and newsy. And I do appreciate getting Melissa's reports from the health part of the thing. But she goes out. She's a very good inspector. Great photographer, and those are very interesting things for me to go through and do that. Also, with my other hat coming out of Legacy Hospital, Sarah Kearns is going to come out. She's from across the way, too. Sustainability expert, and she's going to be at our October meeting along with another Sarah Adams replacement from your last name starts with a G.
Yes, Danielle.
Yeah, and the two of them are going to be at our October meeting and try to help us get the garbage out of recycling. And, you know, we're working with people with PhDs and medical doctors and nurses and cleanliness and everything, and we just are not doing well. When I went to Jefferson Middle School and they get everything in the right place, and I just cannot believe it. Another item that came up, I've never been here several years now, and I read about this Hambleton Mill. Is that in our county?
Yes.
Now, that's got a big environmental cleanup, at least
according to this article I had, was $860,000 with ecology picking up 90% of the cost. But I haven't heard us tracking that.
Ecology has been the lead.
Right.
We did have that communication on that.
But there's some help.
Yeah, but evidently it's not a done deal yet, because they're still, you know, working with Parker's Landing and some other things out there. So if Mike or whoever deals with that could tell us more about that.
That would be public health. Yeah, that would be.
That would be an interesting report. And then in regards to if there were fines imposed. At one point, this group had looked into the possibility of how fines were being imposed, how they were traveling through the state, and how much of that was coming back to Clark County. So, will you follow and make sure that we get a report on that? Very good.
Mike does a good job on those kinds of things, and I just picked this up off. I think I get it in the business part of the Columbian, you know, when it comes out. And the other thing, I was very pleased, Rem, your article.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, great.
You know, I don't know if you knew that people really read it, but I was very impressed. And I think he needs many kudos for putting the thing together, the article about buildings can be better if they're put together right.
Yeah. Can we include a copy of that next month's little news packet?
Yes.
I think we're so very fortunate to have.
Yeah.
Someone of Rem's caliber, I'd like to think we all have that, but Rem, you have some unique talents in the work you do.
And he's a good writer.
Thanks.
I enjoy that. And it's going to be interesting. Sometime when you get a chance, we have 5 minutes extra, tell us about it.
Okay.
You must be gone further than this, I'm sure, mm-hmm. by now. Mm-hmm. That's all I have. But I thought we needed to mention lots of good things.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Anybody with anything else?
I'd like to mention something just real briefly. I was back home about 3 weeks ago, moving my mom into an assisted care facility, and so we were going through her house and doing a lot of things. It's all a very good situation, but we had a lot of things we needed to take to the landfill. And in Billings, Montana, there is no recycling. To say, you can take your stuff in, but there's not any curbside. Everybody has these great big round dumpsters in their back alley, and you can fill it up as much as you want. You can put whatever you want in it, and you can fill up anybody else's that's there, and they take it out once a week. And we made trips out to the only landfill out there, and seriously, the line was a mile long. It was a mile long. And no charge for dumping. No separation when you get up there. And then they just get these trucks that just plow it, cover it all up. I just shake my head, and they throw stuff in the garbage glass, and they dump their grease and stuff down the toilet and flush it, and it's just like, wow. So the effort that we're doing and what you guys have done today.
See, in L.A. does the same thing.
Where?
L.A.
Yeah,
if you can get it to the curb, they pick it up for your whatever the charge is per month.
Mm-hmm.
One can, 10 cans, it doesn't make any difference. And we do a real good job and divert so much material. And then you get other places like Billings and Los Angeles that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is crazy. I just shook
same
my head.
I'm a snowbird.
Missoula is worse.
Really?
I'm a snowbird, and I think I've told this group before, but the Arizona Republic comes out and says, we're really working at it, and if we work night and day, we can get our garbage, our recycle rate might be up to 40%. In that we're talking Phoenix,
Anyway, I didn't want to take all the time. It was amazing.
So, thank you for your time. And with that, we are going to go ahead. Let's just take a couple minute break to kind of close up, and then members here, we need to turn in our stuff. But I would like for anybody who can stay so that we will be talking about some of our goals. As it relates to our work here on the plan, and then potentially for a future agenda item. How about a score there, Rich?
Oh, I didn't have it. It wasn't.
Oh, I was hoping you were at
the reminder.
There you go. So we will step out for this, right?
What's that?
We said we...
Yes, that is correct. We'll turn in our packets and we'll see everybody next month.
I may just wait outside and walk. Cynthia, come back so I can lock up.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
We're going to have an executive session to talk. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
Nice meeting all of you.
Hey, Pete, as far as any goodies to consume, I think all we really need is just a few bottles of water.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wine.
No, I did too. I heard the W come out.
You got quick ears there. You guys got quick ears, yeah.
Quick ears.
Noted.
Very good, Brian.